Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska State Troopers are investigating the suspicious death of a 13-year-old girl from Cake who died sometime Tuesday night. Troopers identified the girl late yesterday as Mackenzie Howard. Her body was found in the Arctic entryway of the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Cake. An autopsy will be conducted in Anchorage. Troopers from Juneau and Anchorage headed to the small southeast village yesterday after discovery of Howard's body at about 11:30 p.m. Tuesday. The investigation continues today with officials from the Alaska Bureau of Investigation and the State Crime Lab conducting interviews and examining the crime scene. Cake hosted a memorial service for longtime resident and Sea Alaska Corporation official Clarence Jackson Tuesday, meaning many out-of-town guests were in the community at the time. The State House has once again passed a bill introduced by the Parnell administration to relax the state's cruise ship wastewater discharge rules. House Bill 80 passed on a reconsideration vote yesterday, 28-10. That's about the same margin as Monday's first vote on the bill, which was 27-9. Saldotna Republican Kurt Olson and Anchorage Democrat Jaron Tarr voted on the bill after being excused on Monday. Olson was a yes vote while Tarr voted against the bill. Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson changed her Monday vote from a yay to a nay. Meanwhile, Governor Sean Parnell defended the legislation at a press briefing yesterday. Critics say the administration is ignoring the will of voters who approved the more stringent cruise ship discharge regulations in a 2006 citizens initiative. Parnell said cruise lines are unable to meet the current standards and that other environmental protections will still be in place if the bill moves forward and is signed into law.
In the balance of protecting the environment and assuring that our small businesses can still get the benefit of a million cruise ship passengers spending money in our economy, we're making sure that cruise ships will continue to be held to high standards, that the environment will continue to be protected, and that our businesses will continue to grow.
Asked why the state wouldn't just delay the implementation date for the standards, Parnell said that's already been done once since the 2006 initiative became law. The bill allows cruise ships with a permit to discharge wastewater in state waters and allows mixing zones. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts is recognizing arts education efforts in Alaska's capital city. The center earlier today announced from Washington, D.C. that Juno has joined its prestigious Any Given Child program, which promotes citywide arts education for students in kindergarten through eighth grade. Juno is the 11th city admitted to the program since it started back in 2009, joining much larger communities such as Sacramento, California, Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas. The goal of Any Given Child is to provide quality arts background for all children. Kennedy Center experts will work with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council to figure out the community's needs and come up with affordable solutions. Kennedy Center Vice President for Education Daryl Ayers says the center is federally mandated to reach out to communities around the country. Any Given Child expands that reach by using chosen communities as examples for arts education. Even though the Kennedy Center does not provide any grant money, local funding can perk up after Any Given Child comes to town. And Ayers says one funder gave Austin, Texas, an additional $1 million.
They see that the arts community has come together, and people, rather than it being kind of a helter-skelter, you know, approach to arts education, everybody's working now hand in hand.
In December, Ayers and a colleague came to the capital city to fact-check Juno's application, and second graders at Glacier Valley Elementary School performed a violin concert and a clinket dance. The performance exemplifies what drew the Kennedy Center to Juno in the first place.